Hello, I'm Ben Ryland, sitting in for Andrew Tuck this week, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Otto Wagner was a giant of 20th century Austrian architecture, and his buildings and infrastructure projects in Vienna are still very much in use. This includes a hospital for the mentally disabled that he built in the western part of the city, the Steinhof Hospital, better known simply as the Otto Wagner Hospital. After more than a century of service, the hospital is now due to vacate the premises to make way for apartments and a university. Monocle's Alexei Korolev brings us this tall story.
We're being forced out of a country that's been our home for 26 years. And accordingly, from the 1st of September 2019, CU will offer all of its U.S.-accredited degree programs in Vienna.
That was Michael Ignatiev, rector of the Central European University in Budapest, speaking at a news conference a couple of months ago.
We cannot operate legally in Hungary as a free U.S.-accredited institution.
But what is bad news for Budapest is arguably good news for Vienna, although it's not without its complications. We're talking about hundreds of students and staff, plus the library, plus the equipment. Is there a large enough site in the Austrian capital to accommodate all this?
Die Stadt Wien hat der Universität einen sehr speziellen Standort vorgeschlagen, nämlich das Otto Wagner Areal, das unserer Meinung nach sowohl für die Stadt Wien.
This is Gerhard Hirzi from the Vienna City Government. He says they've got just the right place, the Otto Wagner Hospital.
Das ist natürlich von der Komplexität her etwas ganz Besonderes. Wir haben dort den Denkmalschutz, der bei jedem Immobilien.
This project is really something unique in terms of its complexity. Not least because the area of the new campus is under a preservation order, so there are questions over what can and can't be done on the territory. But the university fits there perfectly.
Da passt natürlich die Universität perfekt hinein.
The Steinhof Mental Hospital was built in the west of Vienna between 1905 and 1907. This was the time of the hospital building boom in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The famous Pokersdorf Sanatorium by Josef Hoffmann dates from the same period. But Steinhof is special, and not just because it was designed by Otto Wagner, one of the fathers of modern architecture. Consisting of 24 pavilions, a farm, a theatre and a church, it's essentially a kind of model town.
I think it's a very important part of Otto Wagner's concept to include the landscape, the gardening, and what was supposed to be the healthy landscape into his project. And you see up on the hill there's the church. So this is the point where we are going.
Dr. Oliver Sukro is a historian of architecture. Together we climb the steep hill to the church, which in itself was one of the jewels of early 20th century architecture.
So even though we are speaking about modern medicine and psychology and everything, Viennese modernism around 1900, it's still the church that is the main architectural focus. So you see the church from the city, but from the church you can also see the city, so there's a kind of a dialectic between the area here and the city center.
Like many places in Austria, the Otto Wagner Hospital has a dark side to its past. During the Nazi regime, it was used for horrific experiments on children.
Well, shortly before World War II, so during the German occupation of Austria, this was a kind of a very dark place indeed, where they
did experiments.
They did experiments, and they also kind of selected people, so sick, ill people, disabled people. They forced them into experiments. A lot of them died here. They have also a memorial. And I think this is a part of the story that should be told. It should be not forgotten.
Yeah.
Of course, the buildings have no guilt.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that have used them are guilty. But it's definitely part of the 20th century history.
Hmm. And we were just coming up to the church now, and you were saying before that it's interesting that in this modernist ensemble, still the focal point is the church. I mean, why is that surprising?
Well, it's not surprising, I think, if you are researching architectural history around 1900, and especially in Vienna, there's still this idea of wholeness and this idea of Gesamtkunstwerk. We should not forget that part of the I would say, therapeutic aspect here was the healing of psychological illness. And the Christian faith was considered to be
a major part of it.
A major part of that. And, you know, also to confront, like, visually the personnel and also the people here with this higher thing, the church.
But now that the hospital is moving out and the Budapest University moving in, is the place going to change completely?
Before I answer that, I would say Otto Wagner's architecture has this ability, and it can host an institution like a university because it's multifunctional, you have these pavilions, it's like a campus area.
Yeah.
It has its hierarchy, as we see, the church, and it's also going to be interesting how the university would deal with the church here. It could change the dynamics of the place, hopefully to make more people aware of this beautiful setting here and about the architectural heritage. So if the university is open and will be open for the public, I think it's a good aspect.
For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolev for today's episode. Now remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ben Rylan. Andrew Tuck is back next week. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.